Aren't you supposed to be leaving right now? It's almost time. What do you mean you need to get your keys? Just take mine. No, we're not going anywhere. Food? I ordered pizza. I told you that. Don't worry about us. Go, go. Have fun with your friends. Yeah, the tent is already packed. Did you get the bug spray? I said, did you? Hold on. The trash needs taken out. Sorry. You know how he is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll be fine. He doesn't have any plans, so it'll just be me and him while you're gone. Okay. All right. Well, everything's in the car. If there's anything else, stop at a store on the way. Yep, 1 week. Got it. Don't forget to text me before you lose reception. All right, I love you. Hey, why don't you come down here and say goodbye to your father? I think he said bye. Did he earlier? Good. I would hope so. Yeah. We won't be bored. I'm sure of it. Okay. All right. Bye for real this time. Take care. Don't get hurt. Bye. There you are, my handsome boy. Your dad just left. Now it's just us alone in this house. I can't wait to have a whole week alone with you all to myself. I'll even let you sleep with me in my bed. Oh, shouldn't you be eager to have your father gone, considering how much sneaking around we've done in the past few months? I thought you'd be running into my arms, sweetie. Oh, you know I'm just playing with you. Or am I? I know you'll be a good substitute for the next few days. The way you've been punishing those weights in the gym recently tells me you have a lot of tension in your body. I'm sure you can find a way or two to use some of that pent-up energy on your mother, right, son? Don't be shy. I know you have a few fantasies in your brain, dear. I have looked through your room, and I've seen a thing or two on your computer. And in my panties. You seem to have a well-functioning factory down there. If the stains on my panties I found this morning are anything to go by. Here, why don't you come up to my room in 10 minutes? I have a surprise for you. See something you like? Yeah? I could have guessed by that look on your face. That's right. I bought this nightie just for you. I love how it hugs my curves. The material fits so well. It's just like a second skin. Well, don't just stand there. Touch me. Touch your mother. Oh, just like that. Yeah. Oh. Grab my tits. God, your hands are so big. No, I don't mind at all. Actually, I think I prefer your hands on me compared to your father. Don't flatter yourself, mister. Cockiness isn't gonna get you anywhere. Oh, you're gonna shut me up. And how do you plan on doing that? You are getting better at making out. Yeah, I mean it. Hold on. Let me take my glasses off. No? Leave them on. Ooh. As you wish. Look at your arms and shoulders. Your workout routine is really beginning to show results. I'm afraid you're catching up to me. No, that's good. I'm glad. You really look like someone I'd snatch up in a heartbeat, son. The blinds? What about them? Oh, you want them closed? And why is that? Jealous someone might see? I guess I don't blame you. Well, I think you know who lives right next door. You and James used to be friends, remember? All those times you two had sleepovers. Yeah. He still lives right over there. In fact, I think he caught a glimpse or two of me while I was changing. I suppose I should be a bit creeped out, but I can't say I am. Kind of turns me on, if anything. Ooh, did that hit a nerve? Don't try to hide it. I can tell that made you jealous. You're one to talk. What's so bad about me liking it? Is it such a crime that I enjoy a young man's attention? Not like this was the first time, either. When it's just me in the backyard or in the front yard, I always see him staring at me. His eyes practically undressing me in every way. Sometimes I even go up and chat with him while he stares at my cleavage. Tell me, sweetie, what do you think? Do I have a chance with such a young, handsome boy like him? I'm sure he would love to have me all to himself. I mean, look at me. You, of all people, should know how often men stare at me. What's the difference if it happens to be someone your age? Your friends always check me out whenever they visit. Not that I mind. Oh, don't be a crybaby. First you're cocky, and now you're whiny. If you keep acting like a child, then you're gonna have to prove yourself to me. Me and you both know. I could probably walk over to James right now and fuck him all night long while you watch back at the house. So do it. Show me you're good enough for a woman like me. There you go. That's a good boy. Bend me over. Right against the window. Keep touching every inch of me. Here. Take off your pants so I can stroke that cock a bit. Get it all nice and hard for your mom. That's it. I'll just spit in my hand. Do this real quick. Oh, you already feel nice and firm in my hand. Was I joking about that? Oh, fucking the shit out of James? Well, what do you think? You can't tell. I'll put it to you this way. Not only would I let him fuck me, I'd make sure he knows I sleep with my son when I'm not getting groceries like a loyal wife. When I'm not at the gym while every guy gawks at my ass. When I'm not having sex with him anytime his parents aren't home. But that doesn't have to happen, not unless you lift up my nightie and ram that hard cock inside your mother's pussy. A condom? Are you seriously asking me about condoms right now? Ugh, it's fine. It's a safe day. Oh, fuck me already. Just save some for later. Promise me that. Oh, fuck it. Yes, son. Fuck your mother. Slam your hard dick inside that hole you came from. Prove to me you deserve this. Earn my body by fucking me nice and deep. Keep going. A bit faster. A little more. Oh, right there. Such a good job, sweetie. Such a good job. Pumping that incestuous dick inside me. Can you see him? Because I just saw his lights turn on. I bet he'd take your place in a fucking heartbeat. What? I'm worried he might tell someone about what we do when your father isn't home. Who cares? He can tell the whole fucking neighborhood for all I care, as long as I get to fuck him. No. Jealous much? I can tell by the way you're slamming yourself inside my pussy harder than before. You better be a stud, otherwise I'm marching right over there and taking your friend's dick inside me. Oh, that's my good fucking boy pushing his mom's voluptuous fit body up against the window so your friend can see fucking everything. Give him a better view. How? Oh, nothing much, just letting my tits out of this nightie. Oh, there we go. Yeah, grab them if you like. Fuck. This feels amazing. Make sure you get a handful of your mother's tits. Kiss my neck, baby. Yeah. I'm sure we look hot right now. You with your cock going in and out of me, barely able to control my moans. What do you think is going through James's mind? What a dirty slut. How could she, with her own son, or maybe I want to take her away from him. See, that's the thing. I don't think I would refuse him if he asked nicely. I kind of hope he makes a move on me. Then again, could use some encouragement, maybe a little bit of fucking flirting. Wearing less and less while I'm outside, inviting him over when I'm home alone. Shit, he just keeps slamming into me. I love it. I'm starting to think you love being jealous. No. You're telling me what to do. I hate to break it to you, sweetie, but it's not up to you. You're not exactly innocent in all this. Think about it. While you're fucking the shit out of me, your father is on his way to camp with his friends and he has no idea his wife is getting pounded by his son. So remind me, there's an innocent one here. Yes, it's not you. If anything, your friend on the other side of us is the bystander. Oh, fuck. I swear you just got harder inside me. Does it turn you on? Your mother acting like a slut? I think it fucking does. The only question is, am I enjoying it because of you? Or because I'm imagining James fucking me from behind instead? I feel so fucking perfect inside me. This reminds me of our first time together. Yeah. The night it took your virginity. I wonder if he's a virgin. Maybe I'll be able to take the virginity of two boys. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Keep going. Yes, keep going. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I can feel your... I was there. No. Don't fucking pull out. If you do, I'll never fucking let you inside me ever again. Yes, pump it all into me. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. I said yes. Fill me up. Now, don't waste a fucking drop. I want it inside. There, let it out. Oh, fuck, it feels so wrong. It feels so wrong. It's so fucking right. Oh, you did wonderful. And with so much stamina, too. I hope you have some more left in you. How about we switch and you lean up against the window? Oh, please, save me the jealousy. You should be thanking me. After all, you're the one that that was balls deep in me, right? Do you want your mom to suck your dick or not? That's what I thought. Look at that. Your cock is soaked in our combined juices and so hard. As I put my soft, full lips right against this tip of yours. Let's see if I can take it all inside my mouth. Oh, no, sweetie, I'm the one in control here. Lie back on the window and let mommy make you squirm in pleasure. I want you moaning and whimpering as I take full control of everything that makes you a fucking man. Son, this cock of yours. It's just so delicious. I'm glad you have another load of cum stored up for your mother. I want everything you have, sweetie. You know, most boys would love to be in your position right now, having a fit, voluptuous MILF sucking their big cocks. I'm sure all your friends have dreamt that before, including James. So you better appreciate this. Otherwise, I am heading straight over to his house. As far as we know, he's probably watching us as we speak, pumping his cock to the sight of you getting sucked off by your very own mother. But who knows? Maybe he's next. Maybe he's not. Show me if you have what it takes to keep me around. I can feel your wonderful shaft throb gently in my mouth. Are you already on the verge of emptying your big incestuous load of cum in my mouth? Huh, baby? Don't lie. Mommy can feel your legs tremble. Oh, sweetie, can't keep it in any longer. Then I better stop sucking you off before you come, because You don't get to come in my throat just yet, son. That's a privilege that has to be earned. I'll finish off just like this. Oh, fuck. I gotta say, you got such a big cock pointing straight at my soft, round tits. And it looks like you're ready to come. Oh, baby. Let me feel your balls. Ooh, ooh, ooh. How sensitive. Contracting in my hand. Come for me. Come on, cover my body with your seed on my face, on my tits, on my abs, even the floor while you're at it. Don't you want to show James how much cum you have for mommy? Last thing you want is James unloading all over me, coating me with more cum than you could produce. And you never know, he might be bigger. Oh, almost there. Good, I'm ready. Get it everywhere. Oh, that's it. That's it. I want it on me. Let it all go. Let it all go. Come on. Come on. Oh, you nearly got it in my eye. Oh, keep on coming. Keep on coming. Oh, oh, yeah. Good call on keeping my glasses on. I knew you had it in you. So, how do I look? Like a slut. You're not wrong about that. I could never say no to cum in my tits. Or everywhere in this case. Look at my face. If I took off my glasses earlier, I'd probably be fucking blind. Want to know what would make me more of a slut? If I just grabbed a scoop and... sucked it. You taste great, sweetie. Would you look at this? Looks like lights are out for our spectator. Oh, how unfortunate. We could have given James a longer show. And when you eventually fall asleep, I could have given him more than a show. No complaining. You're the one who called your mother a slut. Help me up, will you? And I'll give you this. You're looking handsome tonight. Yes. Yes, I mean it. Okay, fine. You always look handsome. Kiss me already. Kiss me. Be careful with getting cum on you. Oh, God. I am worn out. Still have a whole week ahead of us. Got any ideas? I know I do. Ooh, what kind of ideas? You're gonna have to wait and see. As long as you don't complain. No, I mean it. I don't want to hear any whining. From here on out, you can't get mad at anything I say or do. You got it? Like I said, I know you don't want me leaving you for James, and before you ask, no, I am not bluffing. But if you follow along, there should be no problems. Oh, shit, I forgot about the pizza. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. You're definitely not answering the door like that. Well, obviously, not naked. I meant to say you're not answering the door in your condition. Just hand me my robe and wallet. I'll get it. Oh, the cum? You can't even... Oh, you can see it. I don't mind. I'm sure the delivery boy won't mind either. Oh, hi there. Yes, this is the right house. How much do I... Ooh, whoops. Sorry, I almost flashed you. How much do I owe you? Oh, I should have enough. This should be right. Yep, there you go. The exact amount. Two. For a moment, I thought I was going to have to pay you back another way. If you know what I mean. You know, I'd love to invite you in, but I promised my son I would give him some special attention tonight. But maybe next time. Bye now. Have a good night. You scared me. No, I didn't notice you were standing right there. For how long? The whole time? So you saw? And what did you think? I think so too. He looked like he saw a ghost. I don't think he made eye contact after my tits nearly slipped out. Absolutely, there's no way he didn't see the cum. But let's forget about that. Hungry? Because it looks like you're about to eat me up. Now that I think about it, you still haven't made me come yet. Why are you acting surprised? You know it takes a lot to make me come. Never mind that. I could think of a way you can repay the favor with your tongue. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. You could eat me out while I have a slice. Then later, you can show me off to James some more. Oh, what am I saying? There's gonna be a lot of that this week. Just you wait.